Hey there, welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, I'm Bobby. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and it's really just a way to encourage folks to start the day off really on the right foot. And so our hope is that these would encourage you, they would be refreshing to you, and really help give you perspective as you head into your day. Now, obviously, you don't have to listen to them first thing, but we do hope that you'll make them part of your daily routine every weekday. And if these are helpful to you, if you don't mind, consider sharing these with the people that are close to you. We'd love to be able to encourage as many folks as possible. Well, let's dive into today's episode. When I was a kid, I was really funny about gifts. In fact, my granddad was famous for only giving what he considered to be practical gifts. He didn't want to give money. He didn't want to give games. He didn't want to give any of that stuff. He wanted to give stuff that was really practical, which translated to mean that he wanted to give us underwear and socks and sometimes really old school Levi jeans. Every gift he gave had to be practical. Now, the truth is, as a kid, I wasn't always appreciative of those gifts. All of my friends would be talking about what their grandparents got them, new games, money, all of that stuff. And there I was stuck with more underwear and socks. And the old school socks, the ones that go knee high with the stripes at the top. And so pretty often I would get those gifts. I learned to expect them. So I'd open the box, I'd pull it out, I'd shake my head. And my mom would say those words that I think every parent has said to their kid, or that rhetorical question, isn't there something you'd like to say? And being a smart aleck kid, I would always respond like, really? And my mom would remind me that it's the thought that counts. And my smart aleck response is, well, he's not thinking hard enough. The thing that my mom really wanted me to say are those two words. They're little words, but they're some of the most powerful words in the English dictionary. Those little words, thank you. They're small, they're common, but when those two words come from a place of gratitude, they have the ability to change things. Now, in church world, preachers are often known for coming up with these pithy little statements. A lot of times we'll try to phrase things in a certain way so that they're memorable, and sometimes they rhyme or start with the same letter, and sometimes we say stuff that honestly sounds silly. But this one little phrase I want us to think about today is that thankful people thank people. Now, that can be one of those pithy preacher statements, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's true. Thankful people thank people. Even King David knew this. In the Old Testament, there's a book called 1 Chronicles. And in 1 Chronicles 16, it records this amazing account how the nation of Israel was reminded of the nearness of God in their life. For about 70-something years, the box called the Ark of the Covenant was separated from the people of God. In fact, their enemy, the Philistines, had it for a long, long time. And in the Old Testament, this box is where God would meet with his people. So if you wanted to be near the presence of God, you'd find out wherever that box, the Ark of the Covenant, was, and you'd get as close as you could. And so for a lot of years, that Ark was captured by the enemy, and for a lot of years, it was outside the city of Jerusalem. And so David tried, I believe, twice to get the Ark back. The first time went horribly wrong because he did it his own way instead of God's way. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, it records what happens when David is finally able to get the Ark of God back. And there's this overwhelming sense that the presence of God is now again among the people of God. There's this sense that this thing that was lost is now found. And so in 1 Chronicles 16, David actually commands the people to give thanks. He commands them to praise him. It's as if David's saying, because God's presence is here, because God is reconnected with us, we have a job, and our job is to give thanks. Here's what it says, part of 1 Chronicles 16. It says, Then on that day, they assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Verse 9 says it this way, speak of all of his wonders. The way that God is made known to the people around us is when the people that have experienced God, that have experienced the forgiveness of God, that have experienced the love of God personally, they begin to speak about it in an attitude of gratitude. That's the definition of thankfulness. So when we give an authentic account of what God is doing presently in our lives. And so today, as we enter this week, as we're in this week where we think about saying thank you, I want to encourage you, start by saying thank you to God. God, thank you for the promise of salvation. God, thank you for the promise of a new life. God, thank you that you come to live inside of us. And then I would encourage you to think about who are the people in your life that you could say those two little words to that at first they may feel forced, but man, when you begin to say them, it cultivates, I think, inside of us this attitude of gratitude. Thankful people are known by thanking other people. And so I encourage you today, say thank you to God and say thank you to somebody else today. Hey, thanks for checking out this edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I want to remind you, we're in the middle of adopting kids in our community for Christmas. We've got about 8 schools from the Lanier and the North Gwinnett clusters that we've partnered with to help bless kids in our own community. And so if you haven't adopted a child yet, be sure to stop by the table in the lobby at church this Sunday where you can pick up a card and it tells you everything you need to know. Or if for some reason you can't be here Sunday, but you want to be part of this, just send a quick email to Susan@sugarhillchurch.com. That's just Susan@sugarhillchurch.com. And Susan Roebuck, I know, would be happy to help get you connected with a child. Hey, I hope you have a great day today as you say thank you.